I'm very happy now to welcome to the program Josh Klein. He is writer and director of the short film The Incredible Voyage of Captain Hook, which screens as part of the Santa Fe Film Festival on Saturday, October 21st at the CCA. It's at 12:45 in the afternoon. It's part of a feature of short movies at the Santa Fe Film Festival, and we're joined by Nicholas Ballas, who plays the amazing Captain Hook. Welcome, gentlemen, to the Radio Cafe.
Hi.
Thank you so much.
So this is a very funny and interesting little, you know, short film. Captain Hook, is it the real Captain Hook from literature, is running around the deserts of New Mexico. He gets picked up by the cops and ends up in a mental institution. What was your inspiration, Josh, for this story?
Well, obviously the source material. And I always enjoyed the story of Peter Pan and Captain Hook, but not for Peter Pan, more for Captain Hook. And as far as I wanted to do something different, and I wanted to make Captain Hook a protagonist and then update the story and kind of flip it on its ear, so to speak. I was always attracted to this character, Captain Hook, who was basically being picked on by a kid,
right?
More or less. So, you know, I was able to pull from, you know, as I get older, and I've said this before during some of our talks that we've had at some screenings, but, you know, as I get older, I kind of identify not with Peter Pan, and, you know, a lot of adults have problems growing up, and, you know, you have the Peter Pan syndrome and everything, but I identify with Captain Hook. I get older, and the world seems to be getting younger on me. And it doesn't sit well. So, that was the impetus for that.
That's very interesting. I've never heard anybody say they identified with Captain Hook before.
Yeah.
What about you, Nicholas? How do you feel that character in the film that you made?
Well, the character is an amazing challenge on many, many levels, because although he is a fictional character, it can't be fictional for the actor. It has to be as brutally real as, you know, as my own existence. So the question that is provoked by the film, you know, is this fiction? Is this reality? The actor has to delve pretty deeply into that and give as much, you know, flesh, blood, and tears to this character as possible. And that was a huge and frankly, delicious challenge for me, because it really gave me the opportunity to fully flesh out this person on a very different level than the caricatures that we may have seen in the past of, you know, who Captain Hook has been. And the whole concept of being institutionalized is something that I've spent a fair amount of my own life in some proximity to, and my wife is a psychotherapist, which helps. and the whole concept of what sanity is and what insanity is was a real lovely kind of dance to do for this film. And Josh really made it incredibly easy to kind of go as far as I needed to go into this character and explore who he is.
Thank you.
Yeah, I have to say, I mean, the beautiful thing about cinema is that you can have whatever reality you want. And so you're thinking as you watch the film, is this some crazy guy, or is it really possible to step out of children's literature into the 21st century? And mm-hmm. I totally bought it. I mean, from beginning to end, I thought, this is the real Captain Hook. You can't fool me.
Uh-huh. Right.
Score one for the good side, yay.
And I was wondering if you had, I mean, it reminded me of the film Don Juan DeMarco with Johnny Depp. Was that one of your inspirations?
Definitely not. And not because I didn't like that movie, but if I did have a cinema inspiration, it was 12 Monkeys would probably, it's a Terry Gilliam film, and it's Bruce Willis is somebody may or may not be somebody from the future going back to try and save the world. So, yeah, that was definitely inspiration that I had, where you kind of – but it's the same idea, that, and you have a movie like K-Pax, where you take a look at characters who may or may not exist, and they're kind of struggling with their own identities.
There are places in the film where there are kind of memory sequences and what you might call flashbacks to Peter Pan and being on the ship, and the way you did those – which was, a kind of, what would you call it, hybrid of animation and cinema, was mm-hmm. really creative. I just love that. Tell us about how you did that.
We have a really, really talented animator in town. His name is Jeff Drew. He's gone to South by Southwest and Sundance with his own short animations. And I just approached him one day and I said, I really like your style. Would you want to work with us? And, short of begging, I did a pretty good job of convincing him, and we sat together, drew up some storyboards, and the script was pretty detailed as far as what I wanted it to look like, as far as the action. And he brought it to another level. I mean, the guy is so talented, and it's really kind of it's a blending of animation green screen that we had done, it worked really well, and I really wanted that look because you didn't know whether or not he was crazy or he was telling the truth. So I wanted to go into Captain Hook's mind and lead the audience in whichever way that they wanted to come out thinking. So in the end of the movie, you're kind of, I wanted it to be an open-ended question. Is this or is this not? And the animation really helped kind of blur that line of reality. If we went ahead and we shot something, well, A, it would have been extremely expensive to do, but if we had shot everything live action, it could kind of give away too much at that point of the movie, and that's really that animation is kind of like the crux or the turn where the story kind of gets moving into a different direction. So,
why did you choose to do a half-hour film?
Well, that's a good question. I've been making short films for a while, and as standalones, right? So you have a short film and you do it. I kind of have graduated to another level where I think I have, without sounding egotistic. I wanted to do something that had legs. So basically what you saw was, and what people will see, is a first act of a larger screenplay or a larger film. So,
I am so glad to hear that, because at the end, which we won't give away on the radio right now, I was really left wondering what happens next.
Yeah. Oh, Nico?
Yo.
As a side note, did you read the latest version of the script?
It's fantastic.
Oh, don't. You should throw it out. Use it as firewood. It's...
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the behind the scenes work of filmmakers.
Yeah, I sent you the wrong script, and I got coverage from a guy who loved it, but thought we could go even darker. You were just talking about the challenge of playing this role, and then the identity issues that you have. So we do a lot more of that. So it's a lot more meaty. Yeah, and it's a lot less funny, though, is the thing. So, there is humor that's built into the short that you've seen and that people will see, but the feature script is pretty dark, and it goes into places that, the character should go. So,
very interesting. And so will you, when you make the feature, you'll shoot the whole thing again?
Yes, absolutely. And we will be using Nico. That is something that, everybody has, said needs to happen. I mean, he's so talented and he brought so much, and there were so many layers to his acting, and I mean, you really made it cook, Nico. It's and I've said it before, but I'd like to say it to whoever's listening, go to see it, because it's a really interesting short, but Nico puts on a clinic, so you should check it out. I mean, it's really, really amazing work, and yeah, couldn't be prouder of him.
The film is.
You made it really easy for that to happen for me, Josh, and to a certain extent, you left me alone, and when there were points that I needed guidance, you were right there anticipating those, and that's, you know, I know you haven't done that many and film directing gigs, but you were. God, I couldn't have asked for anything more.
The film is The Incredible Voyage of Captain Hook. It's a short film, part of the Santa Fe Film Festival. You can see it on Saturday, October 21st at 12:45 at the CCA here in Santa Fe. Josh Klein, writer and director, Nicholas Ballas, actor. Thank you both so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news, then jazz.